This week in the Missouri Senate, we review final work on the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget.
11.775 MHD.
During Missouri Senate House Conference Committee work on the fiscal year 2022 state operating budget, Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee co-chair, Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield, talked about Medicaid expansion in relation to House Bill 11.
To start reestablishing some of those prior commitments that we made to some pretty vulnerable populations.
Also, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City talked about funding for the Normandy School District contained in House Bill 2.
And also reevaluate taking the House position on the funding of $2 million.
Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby adds lawmakers have always continued to add to Medicaid spending.
We've added a considerable amount of money to the Medicaid budget without the expansion.
Fiscal year 2022 will start on July 1st.
Everybody kind of slips into their own priorities in these last couple weeks.
Hopefully we've got enough money in there already to get us through most of the year.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says most of the legislation that passes during the course of session can happen in the final 2 weeks.
Obviously, being in the minority, we play a lot more defense in these next couple weeks, and we're ready to work with the majority.
Also this week,
House Committee substitute for House Bills 1083 at all.
Monday evening saw time devoted to House Bill 1083. Senator Mike Bernskeeter of Jefferson City is the bill handler. He says this measure seeks to modify provisions relating to unemployment compensation benefit overpayments.
We came to a compromise, and we're going to let them keep both portions of the unemployment.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City mentioned she does not believe it would be right to ask recipients of these benefits to return the overpayment.
They use that money, in most cases, to put food on the table, to pay for rent, pay for the basic necessities.
House Bill 1083 has been set aside for further consideration.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill.
Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville handles House Bill 59, which relates to public safety.
Ban on respiratory chokeholds. This provision also was subject to some changes that we agreed to in the House.
This proposal has also been laid over.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 697.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis says she has concerns with House Bill 697, legislation that seeks to modify provisions for a property assessment contracts for energy efficiency.
Now, I'm not opposed to doing some common sense changes, but I think this is the bank's way of trying to interfere with the program.
House Bill 697 now returns to the Missouri House of Representatives with Missouri Senate amendments. There is 1 week left in session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.